Museum of Curiosity.
Hello, my name's John Lloyd, and I'm the Professor of Ignorance at Southampton Solent University. Welcome to the Museum of Curiosity on this very special occasion, the grand opening of our new ninth gallery. Suggestions for a name have included the Queen Elizabeth II Hall, the Dalai Lama Extension, and the Pope Francis Wing for the enhancement of culture, science, history, and the arts. However, after an extensive online poll of our listeners, the votes are in, and I'm delighted to announce that the new name for our gallery is Roomy McRoomface. And as usual, we mark the opening of our new wing by revealing its brand new curator. So please join me in welcoming the museum's latest recruit, Mr. Noel Fielding.
Hello, John.
Hello, Noel. Now, here we are on your very first day, your first hour, in fact, and already you've turned the place into a trendy squat. Graffiti all over the ceilings, the carpets have been nailed to the walls, there are people sleeping in the Diplodocus skeleton. Explain yourself, man.
Well, it's quite a cool building. I thought maybe it'd be good for a party. Uh-huh. But I had to tell my friends that the Museum of Curiosity was, in fact, the name of a pub to get them to come. I can't get rid of them, actually. Courtney Love was there passing the sherry round. I was going to invite you, but it slipped my mind.
Well, let's meet the eminent members, Noel, of our steering committee today. A musician, an architect, and a comedian, Howard Goodall, Rachel Armstrong, and Nish Kumar. Now, before we find out what they want to put on our plinths, let's put them through their paces. Our first guest, Howard Goodall, is an Emmy, Brit, and BAFTA award-winning composer of choral music, stage musicals, film, and TV scores. He was the first ever national ambassador for singing for the UK. He was named Composer of the Year at the Classical Brit Awards of 2009, and in 2011, he was awarded a CBE for services to music education. On a list of the 50 greatest musical theatre composers of all time, Howard came in at number 20, just ahead of Lionel Bart and Frederick Lowe. He has presented countless television documentaries about composers, pipe organs, choirs, music theory, and on the entire history of the subject from prehistoric bone flutes onwards. But the highlight of his illustrious career must be the fact that he once mimed keyboard with the popular 1980s beat combo Dollar on Top of the Pops. So, Howard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?